Hello, we are back with another episode. Now this episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little shorter than episodes because this is more of an update. But before we get into the update, I'm a little pressed about this, a little angry, because it just makes me upset and it really shows how unfair life can really be. But before we get into that, we want to do a check-in with our listeners. How are you today? Hopefully your 2021 is going strong and it's going good still so far.
I think last episode we said Happy New Year's. So we want to take the time out to say Happy New Year's. I hope to God this year is much better than it was last year, you know?
I got hope, but not like that. So, that being said, let's get right into this update.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so I just want to say, like, just a little background information. So I remember we did an episode a couple months back of the Na Young story where we talked about the 8-year-old South Korean little girl who was brutally raped and vandalized.
If you do not remember, please always go back.
Yeah, like before you even, you know, just hear about this update and you don't know what we're talking about, it's the episode's name is the Na Young story. You'll get more info, the background about this case, because you will be lost if you just watch this new episode. It's called the Na Young case. It's one of our earliest episodes of the podcast. But this case I wanted to bring up because this happened fairly about a month ago. Just a couple weeks ago, this was updated. So her rapist, his name was Cho Do-soon. He was recently released from prison. So, like I said, this case took place in South Korea. There have been protests all over South Korea. I was reading an article of the New York Times, and in South Korea, he's the most infamous child rapist. He was released on Saturday. This was like back in December, so not that long ago, after serving 12 years. And of course, a lot of people were angry. He was getting death threats. And you know what I found? That's not even the most disturbing part to me. I saw a clip on the South Korean news outlet. It was a video. And what's crazy is that his victim, who still lives in the same neighborhood, the only family that he has is his wife. And they still live in the same neighborhood where the victim is, in the same apartment, I guess, because it looked like an apartment. There were actual, I don't know what they call the National Guard. They look like army type cops in Korea, but they were like, it looked like it was about a dozen of them guarding his home because people were trying to go in and harm him, do whatever. They were protecting him, basically. And I just find it so repulsive that their people were like, oh, he didn't know what he was doing, he was drunk. They're actually defending him, and they're actually blaming the little girl because she shouldn't have been walking by herself or something like that. But whatever the case may be, it just made me sick to my stomach. And it's like, I just want to say, I do not like when people victim blame, because you don't know the story. Like, I don't care. A victim should never be blamed for anything, because they became a victim for a reason. And
I'm going to go outside the box. I want to know, what is the wife mind frame right now?
I don't know.
Here you are in the same household.
People was like, oh, castrate him, send him to hell, which I agree. A lot of people who are protesting, because they say, you know, in South Korea, when it comes to sex offenders, they feel like the justice system is too lenient.
It's very lenient. We've read
he's 68 years old right now. People are still enraged, and I bet they are. It says protesters was like, what kind of country is this where we're protecting a rapist? And that's not even the messed up part. I think what was so crazy is that when he was younger, I think they said, I read something, I could be wrong, I could be misreading, but along the lines of, back in, I think, 1982 or 1983, he also raped and physically assaulted a 19-year-old woman, and he didn't get any sentencing because he used the defense that he was either intoxicated, inebriated, or something to the effect. He didn't know what he was doing. But the woman had to have 30 days of treatment just to get over what happened to her. She was vandalized, brutalized as well. She was a 19-year-old woman. So this is a pattern. Yeah, this is a pattern.
He's sick.
His. Yeah, but nothing happened to him. I think all he got was a slap on the wrist, maybe. I don't understand.
I want to know what's going on with that wife.
Yeah.
Is she kind of sick in her head too? Does she have nowhere else to go or something?
No, I don't know what her reason for staying.
I don't know either because I've been. I'd be disgusted to even look at you.
Very.
Pervert.
I just want to, like, this is, I don't understand why he even had the option of being released. I don't get it. To the extent of the crime. I mean, when you first heard the story and we were talking about it, what was your initial thoughts?
Jesus. What kills me is she literally opened the door. Hi, honey. Welcome back. Did you need a slap, too?
Shut up. We don't know what's going on her mind. I don't judge and I don't care because I'm not in their lives. But, yeah. Like, that video of them protecting his home still bothers me because it's like, why? Let people go in there. I just want to talk, you know?
If anybody protected the victim.
Yeah, you know. She's to this day. There was an article recently about her. They were talking to her parents, and they said she had to wear. Oh my God, what is it called? It's I don't know what those things are, but it helps you use the bathroom. But it's like a bag.
Oh my God.
One of those pee bags, like a douche thing. Like, you know what I mean? Because you work in healthcare, but I don't know what exactly called. If you know what it is, then you know what I'm talking about. But she still has trouble actually functioning her internal organs, and.
That's how extensive this rape was.
Yeah.
How she can't, brutal it was.
Not to be graphic, but she can't even pee correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. She has to use, like, help. She has to live at home. She has to have round-the-clock care, as her father said, you know? It was like he compared her to one of those people who have, like, a nursing home patient.
Yeah.
You know, the only difference is that she's young. Like, you know, he says she should have been doing her life. She should have been dating or in college or, you know, enjoying life.
What update that is. Jesus Christ.
I mean, he's released. And I can understand people, the protesters who are angry. I mean, why let that out? Like, it reminds me, you know, it reminds me of the case of, like, Selena the singer. And her killer, she's going to be getting out soon. In 2025. Not to say, if she...
Oh, baby.
People in Texas...
They're waiting for her.
They're going to be there. They're going to jump on and be like...
They're waiting for her. Yeah, come on, baby.
Come on, Yolanda.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on. We're waiting for you.
Bro, they going to jump. They're going to kill her.
They love them some Selena.
Come on. I love her, too. Like, yeah. Like, that's crazy. Like, people like that... Nah, they don't need no option getting out. Just, you safer in jail. Ain't that something? You safe in jail versus getting out. I'm telling you, somebody gonna, like, do something eventually.
Like,
I hope. Because that's horrible.
5 o'clock news.
He's a terrible man. What he did to his victim 30 plus years ago, plus to this little girl 12 years ago. In all honesty, it's like, just why? Honestly, I mean, there's not too much about this. I mean, with our other cases, obviously, we will keep you updated. But for now, this is just an update of the Nae Young. And it's also, like I said, many times before, it's a cautionary tale. Like we said, we don't condone victim blaming. But I do believe in karma. Whatever you put out into the world will hit you back. I'm really speechless. And I'm upset.
And I'm really fearful for the victim.
Because they very are still in the same neighborhood. What if she sees him out on the street one day trying to go somewhere?
I know.
You know how terrifying that would be? Do you think he would recognize her? Now that she's
older?
I don't know. I hope not. I'm just saying, what if he does something else?
But is this a pattern?
No, think about it. Like, what if he does something to her because he was angry? He went to jail and all that. Because retaliation, she also got to think about
and
that.
We would be right here to broadcast.
Yeah. This is, as far as, they didn't have a ton of information as an update. But if you want to know more about this case, they do have plenty of articles on the New York Times, the Korean newspapers, and they even have another YouTuber. Her name is Grazy Grace. And she's a South Korean YouTuber. And she talks about the case that when it happened. And she talks about this update when he was released. I just mean, sad. So we want to end the note on, everyone have a safe day, have a safe night. And we'll keep you updated on any future cases, including this one. She is a soul that, unfortunately, even though she was called a soul to remember, and she fortunately did not pass away, I feel like at the end of the day, something in her died that day. But at least she's still here, and she's fighting, and she's trying to get better. But this is a soul to remember. We are your hosts, so you guys have a nice day.
You're Kayla, I'm Letitia.
Yep.
And I will be talking to you later.
Bye.